I spoke with Reverend Ito during the week, and he was here last week, so which was nice, and feeling good. And then he had a couple of bad days, so he's not coming today, but he's getting checked with the doctor and doing the things that he needs to do, so that's good. And also, the Zendo will still be open, and Stephen will open and do Zazen, but there won't be talks and some of the rituals with the bells and things like that. Kaz will be gone for 2 weeks. I'll be gone for actually 4 Sundays, and then I'll come back and he'll leave again. So, but the Zendo will be open, so feel free to, and I hope you do. Such a wonderful, wonderful space. So, today I'm going to talk a little bit about what are called barriers. I like to call them barriers. Sometimes in Buddhist literature, they're referred to as the hindrances, but to me, as I'm becoming more aware of it, it's like I can become aware of, okay, well, I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, or something else is happening during the Zazen other than my quieting my mind. And so those are the things I want to talk about. And at the same time, I would like to say that what we can label as a barrier is also a gift, because it's by becoming aware of that, whatever that is, you know, let's say it's physical pain. By becoming aware of physical pain, we can make a choice to either shift or sit with it, or get up and walk out, or keel over, or, you know, whatever. But so without that awareness of it, then we don't have the opportunity, the challenge to strengthen ourselves and be clear as to who we are and what we're doing and why we're doing it. So a barrier, it's part of the whole. Zazen and whatever, I'm going to put in quotation marks, whatever state you might get into in Zazen, it's only part of the whole. It's not the whole. So the barriers, the experience, the environment, it's all the whole thing. So just a quick kind of a poem or haiku. Says, coming to a stream, unable to cross, follow its downstream direction. Able to forge, enjoy its coolness and life pulse. Following bank or current, listen to the breeze of the heart. So the stream in some ways can be seen as a barrier, you know, it's I'm here, I want to get there. And sometimes when something in life happens, we get stopped, you know, we don't know how to navigate it, we don't know if we can even navigate it. And again, there's that choice, do we give up at that point, or do we settle into acceptance, or do we move along the side of the bank? Or is it a place that we can cross? Is it a situation, is it an experience that we can cross? And we might need a couple poles, there might be a bridge, we might get our feet wet, muddy, dirty. Kid would like that. But we have to decide how we can do this. And sometimes when we step into something that feels, you know, that we're kind of afraid of, or that we're not too certain about, it can be kind of scary, but it can also be very, I can do this, you know, and we learn more about ourselves, and we see the fear, and we can be beyond the fear, in a way. And there's no right or wrong. You know, there's no one that says, if you come to a stream, if you come to an incident or experience in your life, you have to go on the bank, you know, or you have to forge it. people are different, experiences are different, our fears are different, and so it's again, it's a matter of finding what, where am I? What is it that I'm being pulled to? What is it that I'm being called to? And in that being called, that's where we hear the breeze in our heart. That's where it's quiet. It pulls us towards what is the right thing for us at that time. And again, it might be different at another time. But there is that in the Heart Sutra, for instance, or in a lot of the Buddhist literature, we'll talk about prajnaparamita, and that's the wisdom that's beyond our body or our situation or other people. It's or the right or the wrong of it. It's what pulls us towards that. And you know, every once in a while, I want to know, well, what is that? What is that wisdom? What is it that pulls us? But I don't know that we can define it. It's just something. If we're really, really quiet, and if we've had the experience of quieting ourselves in Zazen, then we recognize it and we have the courage to move into that. So that's really, to me, that's what that haiku is about. In the barriers, the first thing that I would say is, when you sit, when you're doing Zazen, just try to be aware. You know, how are you feeling physically? How are you, how's your mind? Is it bumping on all different sides? Is it quieting? Is there a place that it can go that is quieter? And if you notice, for instance, that your mind is bumping all the way around and, you know, it's just hard to focus, just be aware of that. Don't go to the place that says, oh, I can't do this, I'm bad, I might as well give up, this isn't working. Just say, hello, there you are, bumpy brain, and kind of make friends with it. But too often, we make what can be a barrier as a real barrier. It stops us. So, and remember the idea of the barrier, whether it's sleepiness or physical pain or strong feelings about something or a lot of thoughts about something or plans or memories or stories that we get going in our head about something. Just make friends with it. Say, okay, well, there you are, and you, the barrier, is a mechanism to protect us. You know, that there's something that we think we're afraid of, or we've been taught to be afraid of letting go. And you want to honor that. You know, there's a saying, if you're really, really, really afraid of flying in an airplane, don't fly. You know, and in the schools that help people learn how to fly, they will say that. If you're really, really, really afraid, don't do it. You don't have to push yourself through that. So the barrier, whatever it is that you're experiencing as you sit, is just it has made up a story that there's something to be afraid of, that it's not good to lose control, that if I relax too much, I'm going to fall asleep. Well, be aware of that, because it can happen. On the other hand, if you are too uptight, you're not going to be relaxed enough to hear the breeze that's in the heart. Don't put an experience that you have into a box. Sometimes people will say, oh, that was a wonderful sit, or I was enlightened by it. And then when that happens, it's like, okay, that's what you're going after every single time. Oh, I want that again. I want that again. It's not going to happen. So, it's just, and on the other hand, don't judge it as, oh, I'm terrible. I can't do this. And put that in a box and make it firm. One of the really basic teachings with Zen is, it is what it is. It just is. If it's a bad feeling or a good feeling or a positive experience or what we label as positive, bad, good, negative, It's also, I really like the idea of being curious, you know, so like when you're sitting, just notice what you're doing, be curious, don't, you know, not judgmental, but just, oh. I tell a lot of people that one of the really nice things about getting old is I can have more permission to be curious about things. It's not like, well, I have to know what I'm doing in my job or raising my kids or, you know, paying my bills. It's just like, I could be, there's more space. So I love that word curious, and sometimes we will use the word investigate, but to me that sounds more structured and thinking about, you know, and curious has a childlike quality to it. Oh, you know. I mean, those of you who have children, you know, it's like, how many, why is that? You know, what happens? Why does that work that way? You know, why? So again, just recognize the you know, when you're sitting, when you're quiet, recognize what's going on. Accept it, you know, it just is. Investigate it or be curious about it. You know, there you are again. And then don't identify with it. And this is a strong tendency that we all have, which is to say, oh, you know, I'm cranky. You know, I'm cranky today, you know. And so all of a sudden I've labeled myself as a cranky person for the whole day, you know. Well, maybe I was just cranky, you know, because I got up at that time in the morning and, you know, didn't sleep very well. But that doesn't mean I have to identify it and say, well, this is who I am. Or the other, you know, we don't have to identify and say, oh, I'm a peaceful, loving, compassionate, giving person. Because there's going to be times that we're not. And that's okay. So recognize, accept, investigate, and don't identify with it. And then just to kind of finish off a few little, you know, what you can do, again, another technique type thing, is, you know, when you see something happening in Zazen for yourself, just, as I said before, make friends. Hi, you know, there you are again. It might be a thought, oh, there I am again, thinking about da-da-da. Or it might be, you know, there I am, getting sleepy again, or whatever. And usually, at least for me, that oftentimes works because it takes a lightness. It's kind of, oh, I'm not supposed to be like this, but yeah, there you are again, okay, big deal. Just don't fight it. You know, it's just there. It'll go away. It's not going to hang around forever, and you'll have a different experience. You know, one moment the bird is singing, the next moment, whatever that tap was, I don't know what it was, but I don't think it was Taiko. So, you know, but they went away. So if we get stuck in, oh, how beautiful the bird sings, and then the bird stops singing, then we're, you know, we're down that path. So barriers are there. They're part of being human. Don't give up on yourself. Just keep working. Keep noticing. And keep being thankful for the barriers that are there. It means you're awake enough to see them. So, and have a great week. I hope your things are going well for everybody. And thank you for being the candle and lighter and the incense. I'll show you a couple things afterwards about it. But since there's not going to be some of us here, we need other people to be able to step in and say, I can do that. Not have a barrier. So, thank you.